Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
Nope. Dungeons and Junkies presents Alex's Campaign, Episode 6, Old Enemies.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Alex. Guys. Welcome to Dungeon Junkies. I am your DM. These people might die. So, let's begin. We'll start with characters first, and why not start with Matt?
I'm literally playing dead air if you edit out. I am Matt, and I am playing Captain Reed Toscobble of the... I forgot what the ship had been called now. It's on my notes for some bizarre reason.
The Brotanic.
Phoenix, you called it.
The what Phoenix?
You called it the Freedom Phoenix.
The Freedom Phoenix, yes. I do remember now. It was something Phoenix, couldn't remember what it was. Freedom Phoenix, a.k.a. Brotanic, but only if you're Picasso.
And the boatswain, boys, bro.
I am the captain of this ship, and everyone will do as I say, and not break down the wall of my office.
Okay.
Also, Mutiny is banned.
Okay, let's slide up the screen to Caitlin.
Hello, I'm Caitlin. I play Eli, he's a shadow captain of the ship. We all know this. He may have the title. Eli actually tells people what to do and leads every mutiny, because why the fuck not? She's a human monk, and she's just very tired and angry.
Okay, sliding to the left, we speak to Kerry.
I really want to make a cha-cha slide joke here, but I couldn't think of anything in time.
I was sort of going for cha-cha slide, but I couldn't think what to add to that.
Hi, I'm Kerry. I play Dr. Ran, the cleric barbarian gnoll, who likes to think she's in charge sometimes. She's getting bigger. She's a growing child. She's recently learnt that money can be exchanged for goods and services, so now she has quite a few stuffed animals. I don't know what else you want me to say.
Oh, that's enough for Ran. And going down the screen, over to Chad.
I am Chad, and today I will be playing Picasso, your total bro monk, who's just been chilling a lot, and he taught the entire crew his theme song as a, what's the word, Picasso. He was taught this word recently. Oh, man. Picasso doesn't know.
Picasso, roll me a charisma persuasion check while I explain what's happening. So
Ailey will also be joining us, who plays Crimson Tide.
Oh yeah. So in the last session, you a lot happened. You saw a vision of what you assume is the future, or something, or could be the past. You're not really too sure. Then you spent 4 days in hospital. Woke up, Reed got a broken rib from a lie, and then you went to save some halflings and kobolds from becoming stew, and Crimson became stew in the last session.
Briefly.
Before you departed from Lola off to New Atlas. So we've been at sea for 6 weeks, and to go over what everyone's been doing in those 6 weeks, Reed, roll me a persuasion check.
Okay.
What did you roll on the charisma check, Picasso?
13 minus 1, so a 12.
Okay, so half the crew has taken your theme song and turned it into a sea shanty. The other half doesn't really understand why you wanted to be a sea shanty, but the other half like it. They think it's pretty protastic.
That's
right.
8, bro.
That's an 8.
8 plus 3.
Okay, so I'll put that to you. Ran has... Kerry said earlier, Ran bought not only bullets, but a teddy bear that she, when she's excited, she carries around the ship on 4 legs in her mouth while wagging her tail. Eli has not been seen much, to be honest. She's been doing a lot of training and studying to learn about said powder keg, who you assume you're on your way to see, or whatever is going to happen.
See.
Crimson has been hiding from the crew for various reasons. And Reed, you've done a few things. You've prepared your ship, you've tried to make a stew to show the crew on how you actually make stew. You attempted to talk to Lauren and she punched you in the face.
It's a greedy note, I think.
That's my girl!
That's what your role got you. And I think that's it from the crew.
I rebuilt the wall of my cabin.
Oh, yeah, I heard Picasso Lauren about his lightning breath and blew a hole through it.
Yes.
So, you've been at sea for about 6 weeks, and from the speed you've been sailing at on average, you reckon you've got about 4 days left at sea? Reed, as you walk along the deck of the ship, a bird flies down to you with a note tied to its leg.
How far is it at the moment? Is it still flying? Is it like...
No, it lands next to you on the deck.
Oh, okay. Whose bird is this? Picasso!
Picasso's in his chambers.
Yeah, I'm still shouting. Picasso!
Ren will eat if it's not claimed.
Is this your bird? No? Anyone?
No one responds.
Hang on. I retrieved the note from a bird.
Okay, I'll send you what the note says, because I'm not reading it to you.
Because
so
I can't read.
Well,
do
you read this out loud or not?
It's up to Reed, really. I mean, by yourself. As you remove the note, the bird flies off north, back to what you're assuming is, well, what is the direction to New Atlas.
Okay. I walk back on the ship towards where Eli would... Is Eli at the helm?
No,
or?
Pip is sailing the ship. You haven't seen much of Eli. She's down in what? She's down in the storage room that she's been using for training and sparring for what's to come. So you haven't really seen much of her, to be honest. You've been thinking about getting her a pay deduction.
Against my best judgment, I start heading down to the storage room, which has now become Eli's training room, and I knock on the door. Eli!
As you knock on the door, Lauren opens the door. Her hair is disleveled and her clothes are all matted and she is covered in sweat. What do you want?
For the team that's fish is broken.
I've been turned off this one for a while.
Lauren, what are you doing in here with Eli? Is Eli in here for that matter?
She goes bright red and casts misty steps, disappearing.
Eli, are you in here?
Yeah, what?
We'll get to why my wife was in here in a moment.
Ex-wife.
We'll get to that in a moment. I bring you news. A bird landed on the deck with a note on it.
Oh, great. Thank you. That's totally a reason to interrupt my training time. Eli is like fist inside a dummy right now.
Eli, the note is something which may be quite useful for especially what you want to do when we get to New Atlas. I shall read it. I'll read you the note. Dear Reed, Lauren informed me you were sailing to New Atlas on the hunt for powder keg. I might know where he's hiding. When you arrive, head to my tavern, Pirate's Paradise, and I'll explain what I know. Chendrix.
Is that your relative?
That's my aunt, yeah.
Cool, thanks for the update.
Okay, I can't get away from it, fine. What was she doing in here?
None of your business.
I open fire.
Okay, sure, shoot at a monk, that'll go well.
The 19.
Okay. I'm using deflect missiles. Yes, sir.
Roll me a dexterity saving throw, because I don't think deflect missile would work on a shotgun bullet.
22.
Okay, you avoid Reed's shotgun bullet, which would have hit you square in the chest.
What the fuck?
That is my wife!
One, ex-wife. Two, don't fucking shoot me.
I've been trying to get back with her for the last 6 weeks. And
maybe
you always...
she doesn't want to get back with you because you abandoned her.
Because I was tricked.
That doesn't make up for the fact you left.
I feel at this point Picasso would be like kind of just walking like by, like not coming in, just walking by.
We're heading to, you know, the land of the turtles. Yeah, what's up, Raz? What's going on in here?
Tried to shoot me.
Wow.
Raz also heard the gunshot.
Bastard, bro. That's not cool.
She would That's be not intimate cool. with my wife.
Alex?
Bro, yeah. You don't have a wife, bro.
Can I cast Necrotic Arc?
Yeah, if you want to.
What's your armor class, Matthew?
You know damn well what my armor class is, Caitlin.
No, don't.
14.
15.
Okay, roll damage.
It's small, it's not big damage. It's just kind of... Eli's been wearing Duncan's necklace for ages.
Right.
You know, that dark magic shit. Oh, that's a 6.
Okay, so... you pissed Eli off in... the amulet that she got from Duncan that the other cult members have been wearing glows, and as she holds out her arm, she fires a bolt of necrotic energy at you, and you take 6 points of necrotic damage.
Oh, lovely.
Don't raise your weapon against me, little man. There's a scrambling of limbs as Ran runs in just a little too late to see the action. She's got her new teddy in her mouth.
What's up, bro? Furry bro! There's some crazy shit's going on in here, bro.
What?
Bro, have you What's heard my up? Song yet? It's really good.
Yes, Ran is learning song.
Picasso.
Bro. What? Oh, what's up, bastard, bro?
Just one little thing. It's New Atlas we're sailing to, not New York.
Bro, we're talking about my homeland, Unork. I've told you before, bro. That's where I come from.
Yeah.
The singing is sea shanty.
I've got to me. It kind of rolled off the tongue a little bit, but...
I know we're not going to the land of the turtles, bro. I don't even know how to get back to the land of the turtles.
Would you ever want to go back there one day?
Bro, only if I can fulfill my destiny, bro. That's the only way turtles can go home.
Fair enough. A lie. I'm sorry. Right. Hot-headed. I'm hot-headed. I'm very sorry about that.
For your information, I was teaching your ex-wife how to defend herself.
Oh, from bastard, bro?
Well, I mean, it seems like she might need to since he just shot me.
I didn't shoot you, he didn't hit you. So.
That's because I was ready to dodge. If I hadn't dodged, you would have fatally wounded me.
You're a monk. You're good at dodging stuff. It's your whole deal.
You have a shotgun. Can Ran bop Reed on the head with her paw? Like, no.
Yeah, if you want to.
Yes.
Absolutely.
No.
You. Ran bops you on the head.
If you're done assaulting me, Reed, I'll go take the helm because you've interrupted the sparring session. And for your information, Lauren deserves better than you.
Oof.
Ouch, bro. That hurts, bastard, bro.
Reed, roll me a constitution saving throw.
Constitution? What the hell?
Why? Why constitution?
There's a good reason behind that.
So 15 all in.
Okay, one of your fingernails falls off as the necrotic energy, like, just goes through your body. One of your fingernails rots and falls off.
Oh, joy. This isn't permanent.
I mean, fingernails generally grow back, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. But no necrotic damage.
That's a point.
Fucking shoot me! Is this small man syndrome kicking in? Lauren is teaching around what that means.
100%. Yes, Alex.
Reed, as you start heading to the main deck, Quinton saddles up next to you and says, we need to talk about what we're going to be doing when we arrive at New Atlas, so if you can gather everyone,
Quinton, yes. I will do that, but it's we know we're doing a New Atlas. We're going to New Atlas, and Aloy is going to kill Powder Keg.
Yes, but what are we doing with the staff? We can't just exactly leave it on the ship, can we?
Pretty sure that that staff will go where Aloy goes. And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't get on her bad side right now.
Did she try to shoot you?
Well, she shot me with something, yes.
But anyway. Okay, if you think that's necessary, we'll work that in the end.
It's not necessary. It's the way it's going to happen. Quinton, I respect you. I understand you're a very powerful wizard. But at the same time, I am the captain of this ship. Okay, and my word goes.
Really? The vote's fine, boys. We were talking about mutiny the other day.
Quinton, I literally saved you from being stew. How... Actually, for the record on that one, how on earth, as a powerful wizard, do you let yourself get captured?
I didn't take my spellbook, and I don't like fighting.
A wizard doesn't need a spellbook to cast spells.
I need to look over what I'm going to be casting for the day.
Also, wizards do need spellbooks to cast spells.
Quinton, if I was to, like, put a number on things, how advanced a wizard are you? What level would you be?
Well, I mean, I don't know why it says it, but I can cast this thing known as 4th level Fireball.
If that's the... if you can cast that sort of spell... Yeah. Reed walks off back to get Picasso. Picasso, can you assemble the crew? Majority of outside my quarters, but the core members of us inside the quarters. And if you could try and find, Crimson Tide, haven't seen them for a couple of days now.
Aye, bastard, bro. Furry bro, you want to come with me on an adventure and talk to the crew?
Yes.
Yeah! Furry bro and Picasso on an adventure. I feel like we would go to the deepest parts of the ship. That's the only place is that Picasso doesn't really hang out. Since we haven't seen Crimson Tide, that's where you'd assume they would be.
Okay, you make your way to the bottom of the ship and find Crimson.
Waterman is meeting. Let's go.
Crimson Tide kind of looks at you, kind of like side eye, and just kind of follows you without saying anything.
Alright, we gotta stop by and get the boat swaying, boys, bros. I'd like to swing by the second to lowest level where the boatswain boys reside and grab all of them. Boys, we got a meeting, bros!
Is it time for the mutiny?
Nah, bros, that's gonna be probably later. I don't really, like, I know we talked about it a bunch, but we gotta keep that on the down low. Angry Bro said that we're not supposed to say that, like, out loud all the time. I don't know why. It's apparently, like, not cool. But, yeah, we got a meeting, bros.
Aye. Okay. And, alright, they start into the ship. The only one who you haven't called for is Aloy. Wherever they've gotten to now.
Probably just Aloy went back. I went to the helm.
Well, I went to the helm, so.
Yeah, you see Aloy walking up the ladder to the main deck.
Angry bro! Bastard bro apparently wants to talk to us. I mean, if you don't want to, obviously you don't have to. But we're all going to see what it's up.
I'll come because, I mean, no one's really going to listen to him, so someone has to be there to translate him, what he says, into something useful.
All right,
but if he tries
bro.
To shoot me again, I'm throwing him off, I'm keyhauling him, okay?
Bro, the boatswain boys will have your back.
Thank you.
You are loving this way too much, Kaden.
I love how cheery this mutiny plan is.
You just tried to shoot me!
You were having sex with my wife!
I wasn't! That's the thing!
Reed doesn't seem to get the concept of X.
While Crimson is hiding in the bowels of the ship.
Halflings mate for life!
No, they don't, they're not fucking otters!
That's how dragonborns make for life, but don't know that about halflings.
I mean, it's a bit hard when you leave them. By a note.
To them for years.
Yes, but at the same time, as we've established, it was a Reed was kind of threatened with his life.
I mean, you keep brandishing your wedding ring at her and mocking her and
I'm being not like, mocking. Why
you're like, why didn't you keep yours? I kept mine. You are literally being the worst ex ever. She's never going to get back with you. And I'm not going to help that.
Okay, so I'm just sitting at my desk, pretty much, which is on top of another desk because I'm a halfling.
Eli leans on the doorway with a face that says, if I didn't have to be here, I would tear you to pieces.
Ran looks in and rests her head on the desk.
Is that everybody? Okay, sir.
Rose, I grabbed all the important people at least.
Okay, cool.
Zooms and kind of goes and just stands, like, kind of leaning against the corner. Like,
bro, also I found Crimson Tide, bro. They were down at the bottom of the boat.
I wasn't lost.
Well, that's good. Picasso, well done. Crimson, you doing okay?
Define okay.
Walking
Have
around.
You been shot by Reed recently?
Thankfully not.
I've been glad to hear it.
I've never shot anyone in the party.
Successfully.
That the gunpowder burns on her clothing.
I've shot at a few, but never. Yeah. I've called you all here because Quinton wants to talk to you. Quinton?
Right, so obviously we're off to defeat Powder Keg, or at least try to, without dying. Which has never really been done, but ignore that part. Main issue is, what do we do with the staff while we're doing this? Any points to the big, like, warded crate that the staff's been placed in?
Do we need to do anything with it?
It doesn't go anywhere without me.
I told him this, but he wouldn't have it.
Okay, I'm just trying to think if it's safety is all. If we're going into the lion's den, then it's not going to be the safest, is it?
Is Powder Keg likely to know what it's for?
Well, he's working with the cult, so I imagine so.
Have we got a way of disguising it?
He raises an eyebrow at you and points again to, you know, like, the 6-foot-long fucking crate with a magic warding spell on it.
I meant the staff itself. What if we take the staff out of the crate and then disguise it as maybe a different kind of staff? Like a walking stick or something, which I like to be carrying around and be much easier to get around with. I'm just spitballing here, guys. Feel free to chime in.
I think Picasso has snuck back out and is hanging out with the boatswain boys.
At this point,
working on the sea shanty.
At this point, Reed actually got like paper and a quill and is starting to draw up ideas on like a bulletin board behind him. Quentin. Brainstorming here.
Quentin.
Yes.
Where the staff is right now, who can get into that?
Only me, at the moment.
And if you were, for example, being nearly ripped in half by Powder Keg, would you open it?
No, because God knows what this thing can do. I would not open it.
The options are we're leaving it on the ship with, like, infinity wards in its warded box, or it's on my back.
We would need to remove it from the box if you were to take it.
Well, yeah, but...
Otherwise it would melt your hands.
Well, the question I do have there is, if we were to leave it in that box, and you're the one putting the wards on it, if you die, Quinton, what happens to the box? Can we get into it or not?
You'd probably have to take it to Fia then. She'd be able to open it, but, or maybe her corp, but none of you would be able to open it.
I whisper to Eli, take the staff out of the box. We do not want to go and see Thea.
You've lost speaking privileges to me.
That is fair.
Look, if it's going in with me, I'm going directly to rip Powder Keg's head off. So potentially either myself or the staff or both fall into the hands of the cult in worst case scenario. Or it stays here, and if Quentin dies, then we have to go see Thea and get it sorted. Who I presume is another wife you abandoned, Reed?
No, not her wife. But she's the former queen, and she... Some of her acquaintances make powder keg with small time.
Well, chances are I've probably murdered horrifically a few of her court, so...
Quentin casts message on you, Eli, and says to you that when he was with the Red Brands, he robbed her ship and tried to flirt with her.
Eli bursts out laughing.
Quentin just grins in your direction.
The temptation to cast Thunderwave is immense, but I'm not going to.
Look, we have several days to decide. We don't have to decide right now.
Yeah.
Quentin, how long would it take you to undo the wards on that if we chose to take it with us?
An hour.
Okay, then we have several days. If people come up with any other ideas, that's fine. But I've given you the two options we're going with. And right. I don't care whether you don't want to make eye contact with your fling, Reed. If we have to go to the court to get it out, we will. If that's alright, Quentin. Preferably, I'd like you not to die, but, you know.
I mean, I'd prefer not to die as well, to be fair. I've still got 150 years yet. All things considered.
I don't have that many years, but, you know.
You know, it's around the corner.
27 years.
Hey,
Rand and I will probably die at the same time.
Yeah. Look at Picasso, he has 600 years yet.
Dear Lord, help us all.
Picasso popped his head back in. What's up, bros? Do you need something from me?
I'm talking about how old you can be.
Oh, bruv, you want to talk about old? Oh, the Elder Toril. He's been around for fucking ever, bros.
Okay, go back to singing, Picasso.
Alright, bros, I'm going back out with my boys.
What does fucking mean?
The temptation to cast comprehend language on Ran is fantastic.
I mean, common is arguably Ran's third language, so...
Quentin says to you, Ran, it's a bad word.
You can either use it as a swear, or it's a term for
Indian
what people do to one another.
Oh, like mating. Gross.
Yes.
Right.
Crimson is still in the corner, not speaking to anyone, unless someone asks him something, by the way.
Is Lauren in the room?
She's standing in the doorway.
Now that the conversation's done, I walk out and I give Lauren a peck on the cheek while staring at Reed and then leave.
Ran asks Quentin, is that a certain dominance? No, that's team posing.
Allies marking her territory.
Ran is still not understanding all of this.
Lauren definitely uses Misty Steps to disappear again after this.
Reed will beckon Crimson Tide over to his desk. Are you sure you're okay? I mean, given the last 6 weeks.
If you have a question, please ask it.
I'll answer
the best I can.
Reed doesn't know.
In the last 6 weeks, I would have found out.
You would have found out in the last 6 weeks.
I wouldn't have said anything.
I mean, considering that Crimson has presumably been basically hiding at in the Bowser ship for most of that time, someone you'd probably ask, what's up with that guy?
What's up with that weirdo?
Compared to, how he's been hanging out with how previously you would have expected him to be hanging out with, like, Picasso and stuff. Mm.
Well, Crimson...
Also, he's no longer doing the pirate voice.
Crimson, I'm not one to cast aspersions on people. I've had a checkered past myself. And I hate to be the one that's all, all about friendship and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, you are part of this crew. You are certainly somebody who has a dark side, clearly. And we will... Don't feel bad if we are shocked and surprised every now and again by it. How long has it been?
I'm not sure anymore. But just... I have no doubts about my loyalty to this group. I will do anything to get revenge on Vork and all of them.
Believe me when I say this, I will fully support you toppling Rourke. Don't worry about that. The first protocol, quite literally, is that we must now go and take care of Paddock and New Atlas, which is going to be fun.
Well, you'll have me behind you. Can I trust that no one on your crew is going to take a dislike to me now?
Well...
Or at the very least, will you tell me who might?
I can't think of anyone on the crew who would take a dislike to you. Mainly because I know that Ran was a little bit wary of you.
Ran is still wary. Ran is still resting on the edge of your bed.
Ran's in the room.
Crimson kind of turns to Ran and is like, wait, I was about to say, but I don't know if Crimson in character knows that Ran had a sniff at him.
You're
Ran can smell
when,
things.
Yeah, you're unconscious where Ran died.
Dang. I was going to tell Ran, like, yes, you were right, but he doesn't know, so never mind.
But the fact of the matter is that you, at no point have you double-crossed us, at any point. You have been a part of this crew, you've been very loyal, and I dare say that your various talents will come into their own. So, as far as I'm concerned, Crimson, you are first mate.
Crimson kind of, like, looks quite taken aback and kind of perks up a bit. That's very kind of you.
To be fair, the others have all got their roles. We've got our medic. we've got the boatswains. We've got the angry one who steered the ship. And, of course, we have the wench in the galleys. I'm guess that's by Robin.
She didn't hear about it. And you're lucky she didn't hear about it.
Crimson kind of looks at you, kind of clears his throat, and kind of just goes, well then, my lad, shall we get on with it? He's kind of making a very clear effort to just kind of, you know.
Power through.
Yeah, and kind of get back to as usual as can be.
At this point, Reed raises his flag and a rum and says, aye. What next, DM?
Okay, so we fast forward 4 days, and you can see a city which is absolutely massive in front of you that's coming closer and closer. As the grey sky sets in, just a damp and miserable rain settles along you all. Quinton asks you, I need a decision now. If we're going to open the box, I need to do it now, before we arrive. So, have you made a decision yet?
You're going to have to ask a lie that. I'm not going to make a decision.
You're the fucking captain!
Yes, but that's a lie's family property. I am not going to get in her way again.
Okay. May I suggest,
Quinton, you do not argue with her. Whatever her decision is, you go with it. Okay?
I mean, you're the only one on the ship who's scared of her.
You should be terrified of her.
No, because I speak to her in a civil manner and don't try to shoot her.
Even when I've spoken to her in a civil manner, she broke my rib.
You deserve that.
Fair, but even so.
Okay, Quinton does approach you and asks you the same question.
Oh, the staff. Yeah, sorry, I'm lost in my head. Wasn't thinking.
I mean, you're the more experienced. You know magic. The most I know of magic is kind of this amulet. That's mostly it. What, in your opinion, is the good, is the right decision out of the two options?
I mean, there'll be 32 of us on the ship, and there, I don't know, I'm guessing Riley will be able to open it, but unless they attack the ship specifically, we should be able to keep it safe.
I'm on, there's no way you'd open it for them, even under duress, so I'm content to leave it here. Under your protection.
I can do that.
If anything happens to it, you answer to me.
Of course. Also, by the way, when's this mutiny happening?
We'll see how the thing with Powder Keg goes.
Okay.
If he screws it up, then a mutiny is as soon as we get back.
Noted. Right. I'll go lock up the captain's quarters.
Probably worth moving it to, like, my storage room or something. Captain's quarters is the first place I'd look if I was searching for some rare item on a ship.
Alright, okay.
Captains tend to be pompous like that. They keep everything valuable in their room.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Okay, him and Bib take it down to your room. So it's hidden.
Thanks, Bib.
And you sail in to the city in the dark.
Can we say that? Can we say that Picasso is literally like at the front of the ship, just like an excited dog, basically at this point, because this is the biggest city he's ever fucking seen in his life. Just, bros, this is awesome. Have you guys seen the buildings?
I love Picasso. He's so cute in, like,
I'm basically pulling Jack from Titanic at the front of the ship. Like, I'm like standing on the front of it.
Picasso is like the weirdest combination of like college, like, jock and small child, and I love it.
A college jock is a small child.
Yeah, but more like a more excitable more cute small child rather than dickhead.
I'll give you that. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, just to give you a reference, this city is, to be exact on the measurement, is 1,527 kilometers squared, so it's massive. That's roughly the same as London. And you were told, looking at your note read, you were told when to arrive, head to Pirate's Paradise on the southeast side of the port.
Right then, guys. Everyone who's staying on the ship, I think that's going to be everyone apart from us five.
Yara, I'd be coming with you.
Yeah. Quinton.
Yes.
Quinton, I am leaving you in charge of the ship. Okay? Do not get a nick on her. Okay? If you need to, cast some kind of, have you got any magic that can, like, disguise the ship? If you need to, like, make it invisible or something, okay?
We'll work it out.
Work it out. You're an extremely talented wizard, apparently. Although I haven't seen much evidence of a popular fireball you juggled once. So, I look forward to seeing what you can do, if you need to. In the meantime, guys, let's go.
Can I give Lauren a hug goodbye?
Yeah, she... Alright. She gives you a hug goodbye and tells you that she'll see you soon.
That isn't even despite Reed, that's just... a lie made one friend.
This is wholesome. Aww.
Okay, so we, I guess we're gonna head off the ship. Do I know the way there, Alex?
Well, you've been to the ship place a few times. This city. Though this tavern must be quite new. Gentrix is always trying to start new businesses, doing this, that, and the other. But this is the first time you've heard her open in a tavern.
So outside of the tavern, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tavern,
guys,
is on the southeast side of the ward.
Guys, this is family business, okay? Doesn't mean I can. Okay, there's no tab in here, though. Okay, so. Unlike, if you would be okay using the ship funds to pay for any drinks.
Thank you.
Bastard, bro. This place is crazy. Have you seen Bay here before, bro? All right, go. I'm going in, bro. All right, I don't have time for this. Bye, bro.
Oh, God.
As you head inside, Picasso, you're just amazed. There must be literally, like, this place is massive. There must be, like, 200 people in here. All partying, singing, dancing, music's playing in the corner. Area in on the right-hand side that you literally think is like a pit. People are fist-fighting with each other. This place is crazy.
And a 500-pound turtle walks in.
Picasso, like, basically just dives himself into the crowd. Not, like, dives, but you know what I'm saying. Like, just, it immediately mingles into the crowd and starts just joining with people's tables and trying to talk to all these random people.
They accept you. This,
bro!
This is a very accepting place. The group of kobolds sat at this table, all of their drinks going, bros! They are out of it at this point. One of them even falls off their chair and passes out.
Oh, bro! That's crazy, bro!
I take his beer of the passed out kobold. And I start
oh my god, you're dreadful.
And then I cheers, bros!
We are 10 minutes away from a yard of ale. Right, okay.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Oh no. Reed starts making his way into the bar and immediately goes up to the bar itself and climbs up onto a stool and says, I want to teach Hendrix.
Yeah, I can try and find her for you. I don't know where she's off to at the moment.
Okay, just tell her.
As you can see, this evening.
Pardon?
We're quite busy this evening, as you can see.
I couldn't hear it over the racket, I'm so sorry. Just tell Gentrix that her nephew is here.
Ah, you, that's Reed boy! You know, the one who got arrested all those years ago.
Keep it down, but yes.
Oi! See! Your boy's here! And Gentrix looks from over the other side of the bar and runs up and gives you a hug.
Has she jumped onto the stool where I'm sitting on? Or...
No, but she's pulled you off the stool and given you a bear hug.
Just yeeted at you like a koala.
Do I need to roll damage, or...?
No. Everyone else in the Ally, Picasso... No, Picasso has to do this with disadvantage, because he's not really going to be paying attention to this. Everyone, apart from Reed, they need a perception check.
That is a critical one.
Whoever rolls the highest gets this.
I got a 16.
Bros. I'm trying to teach the kobolds the sea shanty at this point, but they don't seem to be able to catch the beat.
And 21. Everyone
pulls off his chair and passes out.
I take his 15.
Beer. Right, so 16, 15.
21.
Ran.
Ran sees all.
You're walking along, looking at the walls, seeing all these, like, vast paintings of what this place used to be, and you come along the bulletin board with jobs in wanted posters on it, because this city does have quite a big crime wave. And on the wall, you see a drawing with Crimson's face on it saying wanted, alive.
I take down the poster to take a closer look at it. Rand is still learning to read. I'm assuming she can read the poster.
Yeah, Quinton's English classes have helped, and you can read most words now.
Oh, she's failing in math.
Sorry, I was sitting there so far.
To be fair, her practice in numbers is trying to count how many times Picasso says like in a single day. Her numbers don't go that high yet. Ran doesn't like the vibe this poster gives off, so she just kind of shoves it down her shirt thing and then carries on skulking around the outside. She's wary because gnolls aren't often accepted in places.
Like a 9 foot tall bugbear wraps an arm around you and says, gnoll friend, are you coming to drink with us?
Ah, Ran is child, Ran cannot drink. Stranger danger.
Apology, sorry, I didn't. My bad, just ignore me. Any cat walks off.
Ran runs up to find, like, Reed or Picasso or anybody, because she's frightened now.
Furry bro! I'm over here with these kobolds! They're really cool!
Another kobold collapses. There's only six left.
Bro, I got a beer for you, furry bro!
Ran sticks to Picasso because
Ran is
a scary.
Child!
Ran is
Ran
nearly
is
big.
Ran can't drink. Nearly big, but not big enough for alcohol yet.
I mean, the legal drinking age in this campaign is 12, so...
I mean, in human years, Ran is about 10 or 11, so...
Yeah, so not quite there yet.
Right on the cusp.
I feel like no matter how old Ran actually is, and no matter what drinking ages are, Ran is just too... is just not old enough to drink regardless.
We're like, no.
Furry bro, these guys are really good at drinking, and it's pretty delicious.
They keep going to sleep.
Oh, I think it's part of a game they're playing or something, bro. I don't really know.
Level one path is out.
By this point, I've walked over. Eli's walked over to Reed, like, what up?
Me and my boy, we're having a reunion.
Chentrix, this is Eli.
Oh, hi.
Eli is. One of my companions. They're responsible for sailing the ship that got us here.
I never trust you to sail the ship, Reed.
That's what I said.
That is why I'm the captain of the ship, but Eli is the one that all the important stuff.
You never were good at giving orders, were you?
No, Archichentrix.
Eli is cackling.
Anyway, shall we talk about business in...
Shall we maybe not be in the bar where other people can hear us?
No, we can go talk in the storage room.
Okay.
Anyone else you would need to bring with us?
How big is this storage room? Because I'm just thinking we've got a rather large turtle in our party. And I think there's like 3.5 kobolds over there drinking with him.
Big enough. It's big enough.
Okay.
We're heading to Unark, the land of the turtles.
The other two kobolds.
Have you written a fucking sea shanty?
Yes, maybe.
Eli does like a low whistle that you recognise from the ship when she wants you lot to pay attention to kind of get you lot to come over.
What's up, angry bro?
Come here.
Alright. And I try and high five the last few kobolds. I'm tapping out, bros. You guys beat me this round. Next round's on my captain. I'll make sure to get you guys some beers.
I can't.
The last kobold who's standing tries to give you a high five but falls off his chair and passes out as well.
Alright, bros. I guess I win. Nice meeting y'all. Come on, furry bro.
Ran is going to miss the stops.
Yeah, they're
like
cool,
Zog.
Bro.
Well, that saved me. Thank you. Okay, is Chenjik dragging me into the storm pretty much at this point?
No, she's not.
Okay, good.
She calls for the orc to hold down the bar for a bit while she speaks to you lot.
Okay. So, you said that you may know where Powder Keg is.
Aye, well.
How reliable is this information?
My boy seen him. Not me. One of me workers.
I was going to say, when did I get a cousin?
A lot of the people in the city are trying to find Powder Keg because he's become such a big issue recently. He's getting too big for his boots and really dangerous.
He's always been dangerous though, aren't he?
Yeah, I know. Right, so he has an underground arena. It's in one of his warehouses, if you like. It's not very well known, and people have searched the warehouses before, but he's never been there. But only 4 days ago, he was spotted entering this warehouse with one of his lackeys, and my boy Junior has been keeping an eye on him, but he hasn't left. So Junior's out there now, double checking to make sure he hasn't left, but as far as I know, he's in there. It's on the east side of town.
Okay, so where
have... You'll have to go through the slum, so you might get stabbed or robbed, but that's your decision if you want to go after him.
They can try.
It's okay. It's okay, but we've got a couple of very, 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 very talented monks and a gnoll, and we have a very talented water ganassi as well. We'll be fine.
Bros, are we going to invade somebody's secret hideout?
Kind of.
Thanks. Technically, yes.
Bro, that's so cool, bro.
So, do we go looking for Junior or not? To find the right warehouse, or is it a certain warehouse? You know which one it is, to go straight to it.
There's only one entrance. It's, I can't remember what the name was. Think. Come on, you've been around 250 years in Chentrix. It was a shipyard, whatever it was. I don't know what the name was, but it's the only shipyard on the east side of town, so you can't miss it. There's one entrance to it. Big iron gate. Junior's been camping up in there for a bit.
The urge to call it Boaty McBoatyard is unbelievable.
What did you mean by saying that lots of people were looking for Powder Keg?
Well, the war has everyone stretched thin, so people have been volunteering to try and help the hunt to find Powder Keg, because he's getting rather vicious in these past couple of years.
Oh, in the past couple of years?
There's been rumours that some people were here with him the other day, but...
What people?
We haven't seen much of them.
What people?
I don't know. No one... There's just rumours.
Artie Chentrix. Yes. Powder Keg really, really wronged Alai. Really wronged her. And that's the nicest way I could put it, probably. Powder Keg has to die.
He's today. Dying.
Today.
So, well, doesn't have to be today.
No, just... today. Probably within the next 2 hours.
What a specific time frame you get.
That's fair enough. Just remember, he's not a one-man job. If you can't work together, you're all going to die.
I've been over this. I'm challenging him.
You told me.
Getting involved.
You told me that as a child. I'm aware. Teamwork is everything, and without teamwork, everyone could die. You told me that when I was growing up.
Yes, well, it's doubly important now, if you're taking him on.
I'm taking him on. They're not getting involved.
We can make sure that no one else gets involved on his behalf. We can make sure that happens. That way Eli got a one-on-one.
Chances are he's going to want a one-on-one conversation anyway.
Maybe so. But knowing how much of a skullduggery bastard he is...
My family's the reason he's missing an eye.
And let's make sure he loses the other one.
That's the plan. Stop singing your shanty, Picasso. I can see you in the corner.
Bros, my shout makes a really good drum, I just realised.
You guys
talking about something important?
Yeah, the guy I'm gonna go murder.
I cannot get over how much I love Picasso. Oh my god.
This is deep emotion. Fucking Picasso.
Okay, so east side of town, you say, Chentrix, yeah?
Yes, east side of town.
What does Junior look like, so we know who we're looking for?
He looks a lot like Reed, but no facial hair. Blue eyes. Can't miss him. Young brown-haired boy in scrubs.
East side of town, warehouse. Has the warehouse got a name or nothing?
No, they teared down the name a while ago, as I said. People know it's there, and that people know that's where Powder Keg hosts a lot of events for other crime bosses in this town, but he's so rarely there that no one ever catches him there.
Right, so as far as you guys know, he's there now.
Yes, as far as I'm concerned, Junior said he hasn't left that place in 4 days.
Right. Guys, thank you, Gentrix. We appreciate that. Thank you. I don't think we've got is any more information to gather here, guys. I think it's time we headed for the east side of town.
Out of curiosity, is this a fight ring he runs? this a fight ring?
Yes.
Okay.
I lie. I have no idea.
Is it enter me in the fight thing and challenge him?
No, quite the opposite. I was going to say, why don't you enter Picasso? And then you can, well, then while everyone is distracted by Picasso fighting everyone else, sort of thing, you go in the back and you kill him.
Let's just get there first.
Okay, just spitballing.
As much as Picasso pisses me off, I'd rather not get him killed.
Reed is trying everything he can to try and appeal to a lion at this point. To drive
angry bro, over. I'll definitely enter a fight pit for you. That wouldn't be a big deal at all, bro.
I know.
I used to fight with my older brothers all the time, bro.
Yeah, but they knew when to stop. Fight pits do not.
It's okay.
Fights
until
you die.
They usually
yeah. What do the rules be? Can you go as a pair? I wouldn't mind getting into a proper fight.
I've never been there.
Are you suggesting we do a tag team match? The following contest is scheduled for one fall and is a tag team match. Is that generally where you're going with this?
I don't...
Very bro and Picasso.
No. I don't know.
I can tell you to do that.
Michelle for attack.
And
Bros, I'll go wherever you tell me to.
Let's just go before you lot come up with any other plans.
Yes, I've got a bar to run, so off you lot, Pop. We're going to get busier in a minute.
Bye, nice short, bro.
Goodbye.
Right, okay, I bid farewell to Chentrix. I was like, Chentrix, if we don't make it back, then go to the ship, you'll find the dock, and tell Quinton he's fired, okay?
Okay.
And then fire him out of
you
the
cannon. You got Quinton on your ship? That famous historian?
Like I said, fire him out of a cannon and you take over the ship.
Is he as good looking as people say he is? I wouldn't mind a bit of that.
I walk out the door casting presentation on all of her beer as I go.
On my mind.
Chentrix is like as Cornish as they get, so that is a Chentrix answer.
Okay. How far is it to get across town?
Kill me.
You've been walking around the streets for about an hour now as you enter the slums, but do you encounter anything? No one tries to pitpocket you.
Okay, cool.
So, Eli, make me a perception check.
10.
I'll say that's high enough. As you're walking around town, just before you enter the slums again, you also see a couple wanted posters, and Crimson's face is on one of them. There is no name, but it is Crimson's face. Wanted alive, it says.
I know if it will or not.
You can roll me perception.
That's a crit 20.
Okay, you see all of you see Eli walk over and look at a poster on the wall.
Okay, I take it down, so
there's two posters. Who's on the second poster?
Second one is just some kid that you don't know. It just says wanted dead. You've never seen the face before.
Oh, good, it's not me.
Okay. As we walk on, I cast Acid Splash on the poster on the wall still. Get rid of it.
The wanted dead poster is now gone.
Can I kind of fall into step with Crimson and have a quiet conversation?
I will walk with Ran.
Yeah, that's fine. You sort of step into the back where Crimson is.
Crimson? Why are there wanted posters of you?
How much information do you really want?
Basically, I need to know whether I should be checking over our shoulders for someone trying to take you, because it says wanted alive. I'm more concerned about your well-being than about whatever the hell you did, because I don't care.
Can you keep something private for me?
Do you know anything about my life?
Can you keep it private?
Of course.
Don't tell anyone. I used to be part of the Navy. Now they want me, not dead exactly, but when this Crimson kind of gestures to his kind of face, you know what he's referring to.
Yeah.
when this happened, they all, without even asking, turned on me and, well, everything I'd done meant nothing. And that's why I'm looking for revenge.
Okay, well, if it gets this powder keg thing, that's my vendetta. So if it gets to a point where you think they're going to capture you or they're going to hurt you or anything, I will not be offended at all if you book it.
I appreciate that, but I'd rather die fighting.
I get that, and I get being hunted for shit. I mean, you're not the only one who's on the run from things, but just don't put your neck out for people you barely know.
Alright.
I hand Crimson the wanted poster and kind of leave him to his thoughts.
Crimson kind of shoves it inside his kind of deepest pocket.
And melts it.
He'll probably burn it later.
As you approach the gate in the rain cells in Heavier to this warehouse, there's two things you notice. One, the gate has been smashed down, and the halfling that was there has been executed.
How graphically?
He's had his throat slit.
Yikes.
How recent is it?
You can make me an investigation check.
Can I make an investigation check at advantage due to having better knowledge of blood?
I mean, you're talking to where the long death here.
You're talking to someone who's literally died. I'm still making a check.
I caused death. 18.
About 20 minutes ago, you reckon?
Shit.
I was gonna say, how high is the roof?
Of the warehouse?
Hmm.
At least 60 foot tall.
Hmm.
This is fresh, guys.
That's not good.
I mean, throat slit. This isn't powder keg, though. Powder keg doesn't slit people's throats. That's too nice.
Is it anyone recognizable at all?
Junior, for example. I think the body is Junior. So it's a halfling.
Can I make a check of some kind to see if I have any idea about at least the kind of person who would kind of kill like this?
An emotional.
Yes, you can actually. Make me a history check.
Ooh. Plus 3. Well, that doesn't help because I rolled a 2.
No idea. You have no idea.
Which way has the gate been smashed? Like, is it smashed as if they're trying to get in or something trying to get out?
Get in. It looks like it's... The center is broken over, so it looks like they've rammed it with, like, a ram or something. But whatever they've done is sophisticated. It's not like they rammed it with a makeshift wooden plank or something. Like, whatever they've used is top-of-the-range equipment.
Maybe this is a raid. Though why they'd kill Junior...
Angry bro, what's a raid?
It's when the cops, you know, like the police, the people who tell you what's illegal and what's not.
No, bro.
Okay, you know the people who like turn up, you know the people who like the bouncer that throws you out of the club.
Oh, that guy was really nice. He sent me for a throw. I remember that.
Yeah. It's like a more official version of that, and they work for like the bosses. And if they think you're doing like illegal stuff and they want to catch you doing it, they will break down your door when you don't expect it and try and catch you in the act.
Alright, bro. Wasn't that like what we were gonna do?
I mean, I was going for a little bit more subtlety. But I don't know why they'd kill Junior.
Well, let's go ask him, bro.
Takes me a minute to realize that you meant the people that have gone in rather than Junior's body.
And I take a moment to put Junior at rest, as it were, you know, like, arms put the chest sort of thing, make sure your eyes are closed and everything like that.
You can make me an athletics check, because eyes don't close as easily as people make them out to do in the movies and cartoons.
Okay. Athletics check, you say?
Yes.
I mean, that's why people used to put coins on them, innit? To keep them closed.
That's a 13 plus 2 with proficiency, which... plus
the eyes do close. Yeah, okay. The eyes do close.
I mean, chances are, whoever's in, whether Powder Keg's still in there or not, they're all distracted with whoever just broke the bloody door down.
Well, if someone else is getting in there first, they may already be trying to get to Powder Keg. Maybe we should try and get in there quickly.
I was going to say we follow in behind them, see what they're doing, and...
Mm. What if they've already killed him?
That's for me to worry about.
Yeah, both ways.
Alai has a very dark look on her face when she says that.
Okay, right, shall we go, people?
As the crew head into one of Powder Keg's warehouses, what will they find? And will they make it out alive? Find out in episode 7. This podcast was brought to you by me, Alex, in conjunction with Visionaries Global Media and Matatat Productions.